This is a pubcast in the style created by Hannah L. Harrison and Philip A. Loring. Pubcasts are quick, abridged read-throughs of scholarly articles. I'm Katie Pita, a fourth-year PhD candidate at the University of Waterloo in the School of Environment, Resources, and Sustainability, studying under Dr. Andrew Trant. Today, I'm going to be doing a read-through of the article I recently published with several other co-authors called How Does Restoration Ecology Consider Climate Change Uncertainties in Forested Ecosystems? My co-authors are Sarah B. Wickham, Emma L. Davis, Patrick Loriel, Alexandra Johnson, N.Q. Lee, Siobhan Mullally, Kyle Shang, Michaela M. A. Smithis-Krass, Elizabeth Whitman, and Andrew J. Trant. This article was published in Restoration Ecology in September of 2024 under copyright permissions CC by NC. This allows all non-commercial uses with attribution. This article is also open access. There will be very few references given within this podcast. All the references are given in the written version of this article, which is available and openly accessible online via Restoration Ecology. The abstract. Forest restoration is a powerful tool that combines forest loss and mitigates climate change. Our review asks if and how forest restoration research considers the potential impact that climate change could have on the success or effectiveness of that restoration. We asked, 1. How many articles about forest restoration practices mention climate change? 2. Has this changed over time? And 3. When climate change is mentioned, how is it considered? We used a framework created by another group of authors, Simonson et al. In 2021, which describes 7 unique areas where ecosystem restoration practitioners can consider climate change impacts in their projects. Examples of these areas include adjusting selected species chosen for planting based on the future projection of those species' fitness under climate change, as well as actively managing and mitigating climate risks, and aligning restoration practice with existing governance policies about climate change. We reviewed the scientific literature through the database Web of Science and evaluated the publications we found, regarding how and if they considered forest conservation and climate change in tandem. We found that, overall, the number of publications about forest restoration projects has significantly increased since the early 2000s, with over 200 published in the year 2021. The proportion of these, including the terms climate change or global warming, has also increased over time. But we did find that climate change concepts were only described in an in-depth context in 83 of the 186 publications we reviewed, or 45%. However, 115 of the 186 publications, or 61%, did incorporate at least one of the 7 considerations from the framework developed by Simonson et al., even if they did not satisfy our definition for in-depth climate change consideration. Furthermore, several articles discussed other considerations not described by Simonson et al., leading us to recommend adding an 8th criterion to their framework, to consider place-based communities and indigenous knowledge holders' responses to climate change in forest restoration. There are a few implications for practice that came out of this article. The first is that the current status quo in forest restoration research does not emphasize a thorough consideration of how climate change may impact the success or efficacy of forest restoration. More research is needed to quantify how climate change impacts are being considered in actual restoration practice, little of which is currently documented. And we encourage increased acknowledgement of the effects that past and current land management will have on the success of forest restoration, especially under climate change. And we also encourage integration of this knowledge into restoration implementation and design. Introduction. Climate change threatens the structure and function of many, if not all, forested landscapes. Under future climate scenarios, geographic range shifts are expected for most tree species. Ranges for certain species, such as those associated with boreal and alpine forests, are disappearing at their southern range edges at equal or higher rates than their northern range edges are expanding. Climate change also threatens certain forest keystone species and/or species that provide important provisioning services to people, like foraging. The loss of these forested ecosystems poses a threat to the well-being of humans and non-humans that rely on and benefit from them. Although climate change is a known driver of forest loss, intact forested environments can mitigate the impacts of climate change both directly and indirectly. For example, interior forest temperatures are typically 2 to 4 degrees Celsius lower than surrounding areas. This can provide relief from extreme temperatures, especially in urban areas, where the urban heat island effect, a phenomenon where an urban area is warmer than its surroundings, is prevalent. Individual trees can provide microclimate regulation through shade and evapotranspiration. These direct effects provide wildlife and humans a refuge from increasing temperatures, especially in areas subject to summer heat waves. Many cities have prioritized increasing their urban forest canopies as a strategy to directly combat risks associated with heat waves due to climate change. Trees are capable of sequestering atmospheric carbon dioxide, a greenhouse gas, through photosynthesis. This capacity has important implications for mitigating climate change, as carbon that would otherwise end up in the atmosphere can instead be stored in forests through tree biomass in soils and leaf litter. Currently, the world's forests absorb a net 7.6 billion metric tons of CO2 per year, 1.5 times more carbon than the United States emits annually. Forests can be managed to function as net carbon sinks, taking up more carbon than they release and contributing to a reduction of CO2 in the atmosphere. In contrast, deforestation and deforested areas are typically sources of CO2, further contributing to climate change. Generally, there remains uncertainty in how different forested ecosystems will respond to continued climate change due to incomplete ecological, biogeochemical, and cultural knowledge, as well as uncertainty about the extent of climatic change that regions will experience. Climate change scenarios vary greatly depending on global carbon targets, as well as the actions people and governments take to mitigate and adapt to climate change. For example, extreme warming scenarios predict global air surface temperature increases of over 4 degrees Celsius by 2100, compared to 2 degrees Celsius predicted by moderate and more realistic warming scenarios. The extent of climate change impacts on forested ecosystems will manifest across all scales, from individual tree growth to disturbance events like fire, to the ability of tree species to live in suitable climates and habitats through range expansion. Incorporating this uncertainty into restoration projects may be critical for achieving their success. There are currently many initiatives aimed at increasing forest resilience to climate change impacts via forest restoration. A global initiative by the World Conservation Union, called the Bond Challenge, aims to bring 150 million hectares of the world's deforested and degraded land into restoration, and 30 million hectares by 2030. Another example is the Four Forest Restoration Initiative, a collaborative effort that intends to restore over 2 million acres of forest in northern Arizona, United States. The primary goal of this restoration program is to increase forests' resilience to climate change. However, the strategy of this program is to return these forests back to a pre-Euro-American settlement state. Given that restoration often intends to reconstruct ecosystems that existed in the past, and further given that climate change is driving novel and unprecedented conditions, climate change may, in fact, interfere with the success of restoration projects that attempt to return to a previous pre-climate change state. While this problem has been recognized generally by the academic community, not all ecosystem restoration initiatives directly consider climate change impacts during the development of plans for or the implementation of a restoration project. Another review written by Simonson et al. In 2021 identified 7 areas where climate change could and should be considered in ecosystem restoration design and implementation. However, upon a review of the restoration projects in Brazil and Southeast Asia, the researchers found that only 1/3 of the projects considered climate change in any of those 7 areas. This highlights a gap between the goal of restoration to actively combat climate change and restoration in practice. The 7 areas of climate change resilience that restoration practitioners should consider when designing and implementing restoration projects are: 1. Consider climate change uncertainties when setting objectives. 2. Select sites for restoration based on an understanding of the projected changes to climate and habitat connectivity. 3. Account for the projected species distribution and fitness when choosing target species and ecosystems to restore. 4, re-establish or establish or manipulate key ecosystem interactions and microclimate niches. 5, identify and mitigate for site-level climate change risks. 6, align project with long-term policies and seek synergies across the project and policy objectives. And 7, design a monitoring framework that enables adaptive management of that restoration trajectory. Intrigued by the gap between goals and practice, we ask, 1, how many academic research articles published about forest restoration initiatives include the terms climate change or global warming? 2, how has this changed over time? And 3, when climate change is discussed, is it actively incorporated into research or is it mentioned in passing? Building off Simonson et al., we conducted a global review to understand if and how the peer-reviewed literature of forest restoration projects and initiatives considers climate change across their 7 areas of design and implementation. Methods. This section is fairly heavily abridged. Please feel free to reference the original document for a full description of the methods undertaken in the study. We conducted a search of the literature in June 2022 in a database called Web of Science to identify peer-reviewed research articles that address both forest restoration and climate change. We ran 2 search strings looking for articles published between 1900 and June 2022, searching for the phrase forest restoration or restoration of forests, alongside either climate change or global warming, which we view as synonymous, and lastly, any of the terms project or program or experiment, which we included with the aim of restricting our literature review to review only articles that described actual forest restoration action. We used forest restoration specifically and did not include other related terms like forest rehabilitation because we wanted to focus on forest restoration and not other management strategies, which, although related, may be different in their goals or applications. These searches yielded 370 results. We then ran a subsequent search string for the same time period, 1900 to June 2022, in which the entries related to climate change were removed, such that the string only included entries of forest restoration and project or program or experiment. This was to generate a background publication rate for the topic of forest restoration. After the 370 publications were found, 11 reviewers read the abstracts and full texts of each article to determine whether the articles were applicable to our research topic. To be included in the review, each article had to meet the following criteria during a secondary review process. 1, the article had to present primary data relevant to forest restoration. Review papers that also presented primary data were included. 2, the article had to fall into one of these 3 categories. Category A. These researched articles are written about a specific restoration project. They were identified as primary data research papers that presented information about that project, its success or efficacy at reestablishing desired characteristics, and or monitoring for its continued ability to do so. Category B. These publications inform a specific restoration project. These were primary data research articles that were not evaluating direct restoration actions in a project, but were still related to a specific place-based project. This included studies that evaluated or modeled the impact of possible changes in restoration approach/methods, climate, or other factors that could impact a restoration project's success, but the articles did not describe the efficacy of the restoration itself. Category C. These publications were written to inform restoration practice in general. These articles may have mentioned one or more particular restoration projects, but this was not the main focus of these articles. They instead provided new information to guide restoration efforts in general. They did not include theoretical papers, but could include literature reviews. And lastly, the body of the articles that we read had to include the specific term climate change or global warming. This review resulted in a list of 186 articles from the initial 370 that met the criteria for inclusion after both rounds of review. Reviewers were responsible for extracting a predetermined set of data from these articles, including basic geographic and ecological data like study location, forest type, and the goals of the restoration project if applicable. During the research review process, reviewers identified which articles considered climate change in depth. We recorded which section or sections in the article that the term climate change was mentioned. 1, in its goals and objectives. 2, in its approach. 3, in the interpretation of its outcomes. 4, just a cursory mention in the introduction or the discussion. 5, only in the reference section. Or 6, not mentioned. We then recorded which articles mentioned climate change in more than one section. For these articles, we generated a comprehensive list of acceptable combinations of these sections that we defined as constituting in-depth consideration. Furthermore, we also identified whether the articles made mention of any of the 7 concepts outlined in Simonson at all. We made note of whether articles mentioned just one or more than one of the 7 concepts. We further noted whether the articles mentioned any specific future climate change scenarios. We also analyzed the articles that considered climate change in depth according to timeframes over which they conceptualized or evaluated climate change. Timeframes were organized into the following categories: the past, meaning that the articles considered impacts of climate change that had already occurred; the short term, meaning that authors considered climate change that may occur in the next 10 years; the medium term, impacts that may occur between the next 11 and 150 years; and the long term, impacts that may occur over 50 years into the future. Results. The first research publication written about forest restoration that also mentioned climate change was published in 1999. By 2021, a maximum of 76 publications per year mentioned climate change or global warming, which was 22% of the total publications on forest restoration. In terms of study location, 31% of the articles we reviewed were published from North American institutions, 30% were from Asian institutions, 14% from European, 14% from South American, 7% from African, 3% from Oceanic, and less than 1% of articles came from a global institution. 2 papers did not specify any location. Of the 186 research articles we reviewed, 10% or 19 of them fell under category A, meaning they were written to convey the efficacy and or success of specific forest restoration projects. Of category A, only 32% or 6 articles considered climate change in an in-depth manner. 24% or 44 articles of all the reviewed papers fell under category B, meaning they were written to inform a specific project. And of category B, 57% or 25 considered climate change in depth. 66% of the reviewed papers fell into category C, which were written to inform restoration in general, and just 42% of those considered climate change in depth. In total, 83 of the 186 articles considered climate change in depth. There were also noticeable differences in the way that researchers considered timelines of climate change. Of the 83 articles that fulfilled criteria for addressing climate change in depth, the majority, 24%, referred to it in the long-term future over 50 years. However, 46% of these articles did not mention any time frame when discussing climate change. Just over 61% of all 186 articles described at least one of the 7 concepts proposed by Simonson et al. The most common of these concepts was to account for future distribution and fitness when choosing target species and ecosystems, incorporated into 40 of the 186 papers. An additional 3% of the articles we reviewed did not describe concepts particular to Simonson et al., but did mention other types of climate change considerations that should be undertaken in forest restoration. For example, the ability of local peoples to contribute to climate change resilience through restoration practices. For the 83 articles that considered climate change in depth, almost 90% of these considered at least one, and sometimes more than one, of the Simonson et al. Considerations. Discussion. Our review aimed specifically to capture the degree to which the concept of climate change has been incorporated into the academic literature of forest restoration practice, but it does not capture all forest restoration projects. The vast majority of these are not documented by the peer-reviewed literature. However, we assert that our findings are still highly relevant, indicating areas where consideration of climate change in forest restoration research could be better implemented. Broadly, only 10% of the papers we reviewed were written to capture the success or efficacy of a specific restoration project falling into category A. We were surprised by how few specific restoration projects were described, especially compared to the number of papers informing restoration more broadly in Category C. This difference could be due to a number of factors. One, many restoration projects are facilitated through government or nonprofit efforts and are therefore not reported in peer-reviewed literature. Two, many restoration projects are not monitored at all or are not monitored on extended timescales because of a lack of resources. And three, our search terms required a mention of climate change or global warming, which limited the scope of forest restoration articles we reviewed. One of our more important findings was that few of the papers from Category A discussed climate change in depth. This aligns with previous findings of much of the literature that describes the use of restoration to mitigate climate change as often just conceptual, and studies of quantitative outcomes of implemented restoration appear less frequently. However, long-term monitoring after restoration is very important in order to assess the success and quantify the effects on biodiversity, ecosystem function, and socioeconomic impacts. There is a well-recognized need amongst environmental practitioners for increases to long-term research funding, particularly as it affects processes like monitoring of restoration success and follow-up, which could, in part, be responsible for this inequality. Despite the evidence that climate change may not always be considered in forest restoration research, when it is, we saw that restoration practitioners do consider many of the important aspects of their in their planning and implementation. Of the concepts described by Simonson et al., all seven were discussed to some degree across the publications we assessed for our review, and 44 articles considered multiple concepts. Another interesting concept not explicitly accounted for by Simonson et al., but related to the consideration of climate change in forest restoration, emerged from our review. In addition to the initial seven concepts described, based on our review, we propose that restoration initiatives should consult and consider place-based and/or indigenous knowledge holders to gain an appreciation for how local values and stewardship can and do shape landscapes under climate change. Often, the desired outcome of restoration initiatives is to regain some measure of ecological integrity and resilience, the little acknowledgement of how human-shaped landscapes is used to determine goals and objectives. In the context of climate change mitigation, this is problematic because it ignores harmful and unsustainable systems that have led us to a point of climate crisis, while also failing to recognize the effects climate change and human action will have on the success of restoration. Therefore, we argue that for restoration researchers to consider climate change in a truly in-depth manner, place-based and indigenous knowledge should not be overlooked. However, we would also like to point out that the integration of any single climate change consideration into forest restoration research or practice may not be sufficient for it to be resilient to negative impacts of climate change. Therefore, the degree to which a study considers climate change in-depth is likely better defined by the total number of specific climate-related criteria it fulfills. This suggests that in-depth consideration operates not on a presence or absence basis, but on a sliding scale. We did find evidence that the total number of mentions of climate change has increased over time in the body of literature that we reviewed. Our review found that prior to 2000, the terms climate change and/or global warming were rarely included at all in publications about forest restoration. Shortly after 2000, the number of forest restoration publications, and therefore the number of forest restoration publications that mentioned climate change, increased exponentially. Geographical differences in the incorporation of climate change into forest restoration literature were apparent, and likely driven by social, economic, and political differences. Institutions from North America, Asia, Europe, and South America published the most forest restoration literature that considered climate change. Several landscape-scale restoration initiatives are taking place in these areas. For example, a national forest restoration initiative by the Chinese government in the 1980s resulted in an increase in total forest area from 14 to 17% a decade later. Further, the Bond Challenge encouraged several reforestation initiatives, including 20 by 20, which has the aim of restoring 20 million hectares of deforested and degraded land by 2020. The Bond Challenge was introduced in 2014 and has 74 pledges from countries around the world. The long-term scope of these initiatives might explain the increased amount of literature being generated from these continents. As other restoration projects initiated in the last decade may not have been assessed yet, especially given the current decade of ecosystem restoration. It is important to recognize that forest restoration targets that include conservation and biodiversity goals or aim to address multifaceted issues like land use change, but do not explicitly mention climate change, can still functionally address some of its impacts. If a restoration project increases functional diversity in an ecosystem, this likely also increases its overall resilience to disturbance, including climate disturbance. Large-scale restorations of forests can have social, economic, and environmental benefits that increase food security, protect soil and water processes, and mitigate other effects of climate change. Future directions. Restoration projects need to clearly define goals and objectives to include climate change so that their effectiveness and successes in achieving these goals can be measured in the future. In this review, we found that in articles where climate change is considered in depth as part of forest restoration planning and implementation, it is done so in good practice. Unfortunately, across the total 186 publications related to forest restoration practice that we reviewed, climate change was only considered in depth in 45% of those articles. Otherwise, it was mentioned in passing or as an unmeasurable goal. Moreover, only 61% or 115 of the 186 publications included one or more concepts from Simonson et al. Moving forward, it will be important for forest restoration practitioners to think carefully about the impacts of climate change on their projects and to monitor and report the long-term results. Restoration initiatives must evolve to have a deeper understanding and inclusion of human ecosystem relationships to adequately prepare for and combat the effects of climate change. Limitations. It is likely that the language describing climate change has evolved since climate change science began practice, i.e., the study of the rise in Earth's average atmospheric temperature, and indeed that the definition of climate change itself is varied across the literature, as the relevant reference conditions are not always consistent, even over long time frames. In this context, it is possible that our search terms excluded some papers pre-2000 or even post-2000 that did discuss climate change, global warming, or highly similar concepts, but were not detected by our search criteria. Despite this, evidence suggests that over the past 10 years, discussions around climate change have become more popular in the field of forest restoration, concurrent with an increase in our understanding and experiences of the effects of climate change. It is also possible that we excluded some research that would fit most of our criteria of the definition of forest restoration, but was referred to by another term, for example, reforestation, especially before the year 2000. This was done to exclude projects or research that were different in their goals or objectives than those described in our definition of forest restoration. Lastly, our Web of Science search was also narrowed to publications in English, meaning that our results may be skewed towards English-speaking and Western institutions. Acknowledgements. We, the authors, would like to thank Tim Alamensiak for a friendly review prior to submission. Funding for this research is through a Natural Sciences and Engineering Research Council of Canada, NSERC, discovery grant to Andrew Trant. My name is Katie Pita, and I share first authorship with Sarah B. Wickham. I would also like to thank the rest of the co-authors on this paper for their hard work.